prayer, our spiritual life would be like a barren land. But with a prayerful mood, our spiritual life will be like a garden full of roses. Without prayer, our capacity is only what I can do on my own. But with prayer, you know, then the world will see the God's capacity, what God can do through me. He can do supernatural things. He can do miracles. He can make things happen which are practically impossible. Like what happened in Srila Prabhupada's case, by the prayer that he offered to Krishna always. So, like imagine I am walking in the road. So now from Bangalore to Mysore, if I were to walk by foot, it may take a long time. But imagine if a helicopter comes and picks me up and takes me. In a few minutes, I'll reach Mysore. Isn't it? So that is like Nirupadi Kripa, the grace of the Lord, which comes by our offering of prayers with the right attitude. So therefore, every one of you attending the talk today, I'm very sure you have a desire to become empowered. Sometimes we think empowerment is reserved for some very special souls like Prabhupada or some other devotees. We cannot be empowered. Only very special devotees can be empowered. Some people have a notion like that. Actually, undoubtedly, Prabhupada is a Shakti Vaishavatar and predicted by Lord Chaitanya that he will come as a Senapati Bhakta in this age and do great things in the world. It is true. But under the umbrella of Srila Prabhupada, every devotee can have small, small umbrella, and we can be empowered in our own small way. By aligning with the vision and mission of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON, aligning with the local authority and leaders, we can still do many wonderful things, and we can be empowered to become instruments to do something very wonderful in Prabhupada's mission and bring great good to the suffering souls and bring a good name to the Prabhupada's movement also. So, not only the prayer can help us to get empowerment to make spiritual miracles happen in this world, it also actually is like a breast milk for a child, newborn child. How much breast milk is important? So, in the same manner, prayer is important for any spiritual practitioner. Because without the prayerful mood, the spiritual life would be not very meaningful. Because if things are done mechanically, gradually the material energy takes over. The spiritual energy goes to background. Therefore, you will find then with material energy to move the people is not very easy. Sometimes people feel a kind of burning in interpersonal clashes. Sometimes they feel inability. Sometimes they feel that they have limited capacity. Some people are lethargic. Some people have ego clashes. Sometimes we may have to use so many, fears. Like sometimes people said, if you are not coming for the meeting, you know, you will not get initiation or something like that. So, in this way, you find that only with material energy moving the movement is not very possible. The movement will become stagnated. And therefore, many churches, many temples, many places, they have become mostly like clubs where people just gather together and talk about. Even in the Vedic temples, if you see, you know, in the temple, there is a very spirited great Acharya or a Vaishnava devotee is living in the temple. Then he puts up wonderful festivals in the temple and thousands of people come to the temple. There is always kirtan going on, pravachanas going on. In the mandapam is there where the lecture goes on. 1,000 people sit and hear. And there is ringing of the bell and showering of the flowers and utsavams are going on. And the atmosphere is very spiritually vibrant because the acharya or a very wonderful devotee is keeping the place very vibrant. On the other hand, like the Shripad Ramanujacharya in Melukkottai. I heard that Melukkottai streets would be flooded with hundreds and thousands of people when Ramanuja was leading. So, and then in the absence of a good devotee, Vaishnava, then the spirit is lost. Then what we are left with is only the machinery of the assets. So out of the two, the spiritual aspiration versus assets, the spiritual aspiration is more important. If even a spiritual aspiration is there and we don't have any assets, that spiritual aspiration to please Krishna, love Krishna, serve Krishna, that will bring all assets. Like Prabhupada went to America. He said, I had no money, I had no manpower. And I just went and did kirtan in the park. And Krishna sent me men and money. The whole movement developed simply because of a spiritual aspiration to propagate the message of Krishna consciousness in the West on the order of his guru. Isn't it? So we have to actually sincerely cultivate this aspiration also. So, you know, 3-4 years ago, I felt very strongly that I should study Chaitanya Charitamrita myself very thoroughly, nicely. And because I'm traveling around a lot and doing preaching to college youth, I'm not getting time to take out time to study CC. So I wanted to study and preach. And also I had a desire that at least once in a week I should worship the deities. I had a desire. But the desire was a very weak desire. It was not a strong desire. Although I said I have a desire, but I was not implementing. One more desire I had. As soon as I get up in the morning, I should clean, you know, my room with water, with a wiper. This was third desire. Because I heard that Sattvaguna means we should be clean. But these three desires I could not implement, although I had this desire. And then I started praying to Srimati Vrinda Devi, Tulsi Maharani. Every day during offering prayer, I pray to her that, oh, please bless me, one day I will reach Chaitanya Charitamrita regularly. At least once in a week I will worship the deity. And I will always clean my room very nice and keep the room very fresh, because there are so many pictures of lordships in my room, of various deities across the world. So the room should always be clean. So I was just praying like this. And in the recent past, you know, Lord gave me the blessing. Now I am doing Chaitanya Charitamrita every day. Madhyalila is going on now. 1 hour, 15 minutes. Every day I am doing it. Because of the lockdown now, I am available in one place in Pune. And also I started worshipping the Lord once in a week. And also I started cleaning my room every day. So why I am telling you this, you can offer such prayers to Tulsi Maharani, and she is very powerful. She can bless us with our spiritual aspirations and give us opportunity to render service to their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Sri Sri Jagannath Balade Subhadra, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. So in this way, the prayers not only give you some superhuman abilities or miraculous things can happen through you, but the prayers can also fulfill your small aspirations to render service to the Lord. The prayers can also give us nourishment to our spirit souls. Just like a newborn child is getting nourished by the breast milk of the mother, you can also get nourished like that in our spiritual lives. And the prayer also makes our mood very humble, and it completely thins the mind. Otherwise, the mind inflated by the false ego, the mind always makes us feel proud, makes us feel very great and ridicule those who are fallen and things like that. Whereas when we become prayerful, we will also become thoughtful and we will become compassionate. Yeah? Like, for example, if somebody has given up Krishna consciousness, we will have a sympathetic look towards them, and we will want to inspire them in some way to come back, rather than stand behind and ridicule them or gossip about them. Such a very fine change in attitudes can come by prayer. Similarly, even by accomplishing great achievements in our life, it will never touch our head. We will be clearly given the vision that it's all happening because of grace of Guru and Krishna. And it is not by our intelligence or skills that we are doing something wonderful. And also, prayer actually melts our heart and makes us understand there are many more great devotees in the society of ISKCON, and they're doing so many wonderful things, and my contribution is insignificant. And I look at this family, look at that family, look at this devotee, how wonderful they are doing. To see good in all other devotees around us and feel oneself very humble and simple and small. So this attitude is also born from a prayerful heart. And prayerful heart actually also teaches us tolerance and respect for all living entities, humility. All these good qualities will come by prayer. So we can do our, we can go through the devotional rituals every day, like a routine, like a chores. And or we can do the devotional rituals by adding the spice of prayers. When we add the prayers, it becomes very wonderful. Because anybody who intently prays to the Lord while performing devotional activities, they bring some of the fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet to this world, from that world to this world. So when people get the scent of even little Krishna's lotus feet dust fragrance, you know, all jivas become thrilled and satisfied. And therefore, the devotee will become like a magnet, attracting. He becomes a magnet, means he possesses Krishna, he or she. And they possess Krishna. When they possess Krishna, then they attract many jivas to the lotus feet of Krishna also. Because all devotees want to know, they are curious. How is it? Where did you get this fragrance? We also want it. We want more of it. And we also want to delight in it. We are ready to pay any price for it. Like that, everybody comes. In this way, the Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Yai Jana Pai, it is said. Anybody who gets a Pada Padma Gandha of Krishna's lotus feet, even Brahma Adi, he says, even the Brahma's post or Indra's post is insignificant for them. They don't care for any big material achievements. Those who have got even few dust particles of Krishna's lotus feet. So that is also another achievement of the prayer. That fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet completely keeps the devotee satisfied and contented in whatever position without any material hankerings. See? So there are many advantages like this. I can go on adding more, but let us proceed now with a PowerPoint here. So Prabhu, you are able to see PowerPoint now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah, okay. Prabhuji, my volume is good enough now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, thank you. So, you see, our prayer purifies our mind and places Lord Krishna's lotus feet in our hearts. Our mind is currently suffering from the three basic anarthas, lust, anger, and greed, LAG. They make us lag in spiritual life, not lead in spiritual life. So we are lagging due to lust, anger, and greed. But those impurities will be removed by prayerful attitude. And prayer means we should actually beg for service while chanting the holy name. And we should repent for our mistakes. And we should pray for shelter in the Lord's lotus feet. And such a sincere prayer, what does it do? It empties the mind of all other thoughts. See, this is the nature of spiritual absorption. The mind becomes completely freed from the past and the future. It becomes free from all the lingering thoughts and plans and ideas and everything. The mind is completely empty by the prayer. One example, if I tell you, you will understand it. Any of you, you think about your own life. Say, you suddenly failed in one paper or something in the college days. Like one time, I was expecting 90 plus in one paper. I had written very nicely in my engineering college days. So I was expecting, I thought I'll get about 90 to 99. In that range I will get. But my marks came 39. I was so shocked. And I was completely broken to tears because I have never failed in any other paper. That's the only paper I failed. It was impossible because I failed the paper so well. At that time, that thought became the only thought in my mind. Completely mind was preoccupied with it. Why did I get so many low marks? What happened? Was there a mistake in this? So no other thought came at that time. That became the only thought. Of course, I applied for reval. And then they said, your mark is 93. It was not 39. Of course, all my sorrow evaporated after that. there was a computer mistake, so they gave the correct marks. So the point is, when there is a tragedy, or when there's a trauma, when there is something that comes in our life, we become absorbed by it, obsessed by it, possessed by it, haunted by it. You can see that. Huh? So at least for the time being, the whole world stops to exist for us. Time stops existing, world stops existing, people around, we can't even see anybody. Because me and my problem, you know, it becomes like this for everybody. So now you understood what I am saying. In the same manner, when we offer prayer with feelings from the heart, then Lord, you know, occupies our heart in such a manner that it completely empties the mind of all other thoughts. Nothing else can remain. And our plan-making business of the intelligence and worries of the past and fears of the future, nothing can affect us when we pray well. One story comes to my mind. In Bible, there is a story which we learned in our school days. There was one proud Pharisee and a poor publican. Both entered the church. Jesus was telling the story. So the proud Pharisee was a rich man, millionaire. So he went in front of God and said, "Oh God, I have, you know, every month I give a donation of, you know, $1,000 to you. And no one has given any big donation like me." And then he said, "I'm not like that poor publican." Like that, he showed behind and said, "I'm not like that poor publican who is in the rear end of the church. You know, he just comes to pray to you but doesn't give you anything. I am giving so much." In this way, the proud Pharisee was boasting about himself. And then he walked out of the church with his nose raised like an anti-aircraft gun. And then the poor publican who was standing in the rear end of the church, he offered a prayer to Lord. "Oh Lord, I am very fallen. I am a very great sinner. Your shelter is my only hope in life. I am so grateful to you that you allowed me to enter into your temple, which is your home. Let me do some service to you. Let me gain the company of the saintly fathers here, and then let me do some service to you." So he struck his hand in his breast and then presented his pitiable position. So later on, Jesus told his people, two people entered the church, but the Lord heard only one prayer, he said. And you all know which prayer the Lord heard and whose prayer he didn't hear. So that means the Lord does not like to hear boastful prayers, people who boast about themselves. Therefore, she says, "Yedamanam madakpuman, naivaratyavidatum vai tvam akinchana gocharam." In that verse, she says, "Janmaishwaryashutashridhir, yedamanam madakpuman, naivaratyavidatum vai tvam akinchana gocharam. Namo akinchana vittaya nivritta guna vrittaye. Atmara maya shantaya kaivalya patiye namah." So she's telling that people who are very handsome and very rich and very learned and born in higher caste may be very proud of their situation and be very boastful and proud. And such people, when they can't feelingly call your name, "Hey Govinda, hey Gopala, hey Madhava, hey Keshava, hey Krishna, I am your property, I am yours, please engage me in your service," they can't actually pray feelingly. So therefore, even if he possesses anything, Prabhupada says, even Einstein did not create his own brain. Einstein was given brain by Krishna. Krishna gave him the brain. So in this way, whatever skills we possess, whatever assets we possess, whatever capabilities we possess, it's all gifted by Krishna to us. And we can use them, and we have to give it back to Krishna at the time of death and go away. So therefore, one's prayer should be free from false pride. In this way, when we are freed from false pride, in a mood of humility and supplication, we are offering a prayer to the Lord, the mind becomes emptied of all the other thoughts. And we can gain mastery over the mind. What is the meaning of mastery over the mind? Many times when we do japa, we are finding it difficult to concentrate. That is because the mind runs all over the universe, or the mind is screaming. The mind is creating all kinds of havoc for us. Worries of the past, fear of the future, everything it brings. It's an impure mind, is like a ghost. It creates so much trouble for us. But when we learn to offer prayer from the heart, we gain mastery over the mind. which means the mind will chup-chap, it can sit peacefully and hear the holy name, which is a great boon for us. And we can also think of Krishna at will, because Krishna becomes pleased with the prayer. So he reveals himself in the heart of the devotee. And understanding Krishna will become very easy. When we read the Prabhupada's purports, we can read in between the lines and in line with Prabhupada, which is very important. We should read in between the lines, in line with Prabhupada. Why I am saying this? People sometimes read Prabhupada's purport and they may go somewhere else tangentially off. Therefore, we have to take care that we align our understandings and speeches, everything in line with Srila Prabhupada. So, therefore, that Krishna will manifest from the purport for us when we are prayerful. So, Prabhupada says here, Prabhu, one of you can read it, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
You can read, Prabhu, yeah.
One who is sincerely engaged in the service of the Lord.
Reading also.
Who can talk to the Lord?
Yeah.
One who is sincerely engaged in the service of the Lord with love and faith can talk with Krishna and receive the instructions by which he can speedily return home back to Godhead. Today, many scholars defend the science of religion and they have some conception of SPOG.
That is SPOG, Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Okay. Supreme Personality of Godhead, but religion without practical experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is no religion at all. If one is not qualified to talk with him and take lessons from him, how can one understand the principle of religion? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 4.95.
See what Prabhupada is saying here. Religion without practical experience of the Supreme Lord is no religion at all, he's saying. And if one is not qualified to talk with him and take lessons from him, and how can you understand the principles of religion? Which means Prabhupada is expecting all of us that we chant the holy name and we should come to a point where we can talk with the Lord and the Lord can speak some lessons to us, we can note down the super soul. And Prabhupada calls it as a practical experience. Pratyaksha vagamam dharmyam susukam kartumavyam, he says. So who can talk to the Lord? Only a Raga Bhakta can talk to the Lord. Raganuga Bhakta. Now, Raganuga Bhakta means Vajatam Priti Purvakam. Krishna says, no? Tesham Satate Yuktana Vajatam Priti Purvakam. Two conditions. Those who are constantly engaged in Krishna's service. Those who are constantly engaged in Lord's service. And those who are engaged with love. Yeah? These people, for them, Krishna says, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. I give them the Buddhi. For what? By which they can come back to me, he is saying. So, in this way, the people in the Raganuga stage are able to speak to the Lord. But what about us in our stage? We are still Vaidhi Sadhana Bhaktas. We are not Vaidhi Raganuga Bhaktas. What about us? So, he says, one who is sincerely engaged in service of the Lord with love and faith can talk with Krishna and receive instructions. So, in our stage, we can, when we do bhakti like this, with whatever little love we have and whatever little faith we have, and with sincerity we do bhakti, Lord will give us knowledge, he will give us understanding, he will give us realizations. Although you cannot see the super soul, you can actually receive the instructions of the super soul, which you can verify with your senior devotees and with your spiritual master. You can check. When I was reading Bhagavatam, these are the realizations Krishna is giving me. So please tell me, am I right? Is it correct understanding or is it my speculation or imagination? You can always check. And when we go to the Raganuga stage, then the Lord actually speaks to the devotee regularly. And the devotee can pray to the Lord and receive reciprocation. Practical proof is Brahmaji. When Brahmaji saw the whole creation was completely pitch dark, he couldn't see anyone anywhere. He even came down from the lotus flower below and walked through the stem and came up to the navel of Vishnu. Still he couldn't see anything. That means, you know, without tapasya, without the clearing of the eyes, one cannot see the Lord. Without the premanjana charita, no one can see the Lord. Mama couldn't see. Then he climbed up and then he sat in the lotus and he got the instruction tapa and he did meditation and chanting the Kama Gayatri mantra. After 100 celestial years, you know, everything became visible. You know, the darkness was dispelled. And Lord Vishnu's lotus feet, his silken dhoti and Kaustubha jewel and four blue arms, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, and Lord smiling face with Mukut and Kundal, he saw that. So he became very blissful. Rama became very jolly. He got the vision. Therefore, Bhagavatam says that Durapahi Alpa Tapasa Seva Vaikunta Vartmasu. This verse says that with Alpa Tapas, we cannot attract the Lord. Therefore, the tapas, our tapas is rising early in the morning, doing Mangala Arati, Narsingha Arati, Tulasi Arati, chanting the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day, and associating with devotees. So when we engage our senses in the Lord's service, Rishikena Rishikesh Sevanam, senses get purified. When we engage our mind in chanting the holy name, mind gets purified. When we engage our intelligence in reading Gita, Bhagavatam, intelligence gets purified. And when we engage in associating with devotees and living in the company of devotees, our ego gets purified. In this way, this is a tapasya for us. Live in the company of devotees, purify the ego. Study the scriptures, purify the intelligence. Chant the holy name, purify the mind. Engage the senses like Ambarish Maharaj engaged in Lord Krishna's service, and senses get purified. So this is a tapasya. We can purify all of it. And while doing this tapasya, as the purification increases, we will be able to develop more deeper knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and we will grow. Let us go ahead now. How does the prayer help? Can you please read, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
How does the prayer help? The purity is the force. Any spiritual activity which purifies us and makes us genuine devotee will make us more fit to preach. Prayer will help us to become more convinced of Krishna's presence. As we become more Krishna conscious, the people we meet will be impressed that we are not trying to cheat them.
We become more and more Krishna conscious. Okay, yes, repeat further.
How does the prayer? Okay, the prayer will help also give us inner strength to face the opposition to preaching, which comes from non-devotees. Mm-hmm. By praying for others, one's selfish heart burdens, and an automatic result is that one wants to give them Krishna consciousness. This attitude of caring for others and then wanting to actually do something for them is expressed by Prahlad.
Yeah, so in this slide, two things you are understanding. Instead of selfishly wanting to go back to Godhead, this is our effort to give Krishna consciousness to others. Not only that, while giving Krishna consciousness, you face many oppositions. So you will gain the inner maturity to face those oppositions without collapsing, without buckling. In the previous slide, it says that prayer will convince us of Krishna's presence, and also it will increase our Krishna consciousness more and more. So now let us get into the practical application of prayer. How should we pray? Yes, Prabhu.
How should we pray? Prayer should be done wholeheartedly and not mechanically. Prayer occurs when we break through the material coverings and actually speak to Krishna, chant his holy names, and enter the spirit of the Shastric Stotras.
Yeah, correct. So the word wholeheartedly is used by Krishna in many places. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante ma buddha bhava samanvita. He says, with full wholehearted bhava, my devotees do my devotional service, he says. Another place he says, yo mameva asammudho jana ati purushottamam sa sarvavit bhajati ma sarva bhavena bharata. Wholeheartedly, they worship me after knowing that I am the Supreme. Without any illusion, they know myself to be Supreme, Krishna says. So, that is called wholeheartedly doing. And breaking through the coverings is explained in Gajendra Moksha section. Yevam javasito buddhya samadaya mano hridi Jajapa paramam japyam prag janmani anushikshitam. See, that verse says, Rajendra, when he was caught by the crocodile, first he tried to escape himself. He couldn't. He turned around to looking for help from the relatives. They pulled him with the tail, but they couldn't. So after he observed that we are completely helpless now and I can't escape on my own, he cried. And while crying, he said, I can't blame others for my suffering. It's all due to my own past karma that I am suffering like this. As soon as this thought came in his mind, immediately, you know, he started remembering all the prayers of the previous life. And those prayers, they were aroused in his heart. And then they permeated his whole body and consciousness. And then they came out from his mouth. So he offered those wonderful prayers in the previous life. So he broke through the gross and subtle coverings. He got rid of the coverings. And he considered himself, I am the pure spirit soul, servant of Krishna. In that consciousness, he called out the prayer. Like Prabhupada is saying in one of the lectures in America, see, I am not here in America for an Indian cause. And you people are not coming to my program for American cause. You know, we have got rid of both Indian cause and American cause. We both are here to understand how to love God and serve Him. And that means Sarva Upadhi Vinirmuktam, Prabhupada says. That means we have no material designation. We are only seeing each other as spirit soul, servant of Krishna. So that is the consciousness in which the prayer should be done. You all know the Bhuta Shuddhi prayers. Brahman devotees will know it. When you go to the puja room, you have the Bhuta Shuddhi prayers where you pray, oh my Lord, I am a spirit soul wandering through millions of species of life. Sometimes king, sometimes praja, sometimes rich, sometimes poor, sometimes in heaven, sometimes in hell. And wandering in millions of species. At last I got a Vaishnava Guru and his shelter who is engaging me in your service. Now I am entering the puja room, you know, leaving behind my gross and subtle coverings. I'm entering your service as a spirit soul. I am your eternal servant. Please engage me in your devotion service. Let me not carry the baggage of my mind's problems when I am dressing you or decorating you. Like this, there's a Bhuta Shuddhi prayer. So in this way, we break through the material coverings of gross and subtle covering, leave it behind. And as spirit soul, servant of Krishna, Krishna Das, Krishna Dasi, so we should offer our prayers. That's how Gajendra offered. Okay, Pujas, go ahead. Prayers.
Yeah, how should we pray? Prayers are transcendental records of thoughts, sentiments, and spontaneous utterings, actually expressed by devotees at times when they adored the Lord in a personal darshana, or when they were in danger, when they were in samadhi of devotion.
Yeah, correct. So the prayers are actually divine thoughts or records, transcendental records of thoughts. See, our thought can be mundane, our thought can be divine. Even when we come to temple, we get both types of thoughts. Of course, we are supposed to get divine thoughts only. Like sometimes parents, they go to take darshan of the Lord in the temple, you know, and they see some young boy and they think, oh, he may be a suitable match for my daughter. They think like that sometimes. Sometimes somebody, a boy goes to temple and he thinks, oh, yeah, big industrialist is coming here. He's also a devotee. I am a devotee. Maybe I can approach him for a job. He may give me. So some material desires also may come when one comes to temple. But, and also one gets spiritual desires or spiritual thoughts. Oh, Lord is dressed so beautifully today. Oh, the decorations are so nice. Oh, the kirtan is so heart-rending. Oh, I heard this class. It really put me to thinking how to improve in my spiritual life. So this way one may appreciate the prasadam, appreciate the devotees. So then divine thoughts also arise in our mind. And so when we do prayers are purely spiritual thoughts. We are not going to God, you know, give me this, give me that to ask. But we are actually going in a mood of how to pray. I mean, there's going to be next few slides. I will show you what type of prayers we can offer. Another one is sentiments. Sentiment means like Yashoda has a sentiment of being mother of Krishna. And similarly, Akrura is the sentiment of a servant of Krishna. It is like that. Similarly, the Radharani and Gopis are in the mood of lovers of Krishna. In this way, everybody has a sentiment towards Krishna in which they serve. Now, our Bhishma Pitamah is in a Virya Rasa sentiment with Krishna, like that. So, now Bali Maharaja's sister, Vindhyavali, Bali Maharaja's sister, not Vindhyavali, her name is Ratnamala, Ratnamala Mataji. So, when she was standing next to her brother and watching this beautiful little Brahmana boy, you know, dwarf Brahmana, Vamana Deva, and she saw, immediately, you know, desires arose in her heart. If only I had a baby, beautiful baby like this, I would have breastfed my milk to the child. How sweet he looks. Look at his innocent face and a brilliant effulgence is coming from his body. Like that she was thinking. So she had the sentiment of a mother. But then Vamanadeva became Trivikrama and lifted his feet and measured all the three words in two steps. Then she got really wild. Her asuric nature came. Oh, this child has cheated us. My brother's property is stolen away. Now she said, I want to kill this child. That was her sentiment. So she became Putana, where she got a chance to make an effort to kill Krishna. And she also got an opportunity to, you know, feed milk to Krishna, both. These are all sentiments. So we can express our sentiments. Like we say, you know, Lalita Vishakayadi Yata Sakhi Vrinda Ajnaya Kurivo Seva Charanaravinda. Oh, my dear Lord, I want to stand next to Lalita and Vishaka and give them the chamar, give them the peacock feather, give them the shankh, and ask them to offer their worship to you. So I am not qualified to offer you directly. So I will stand next to the sakis and I will give them the things to offer. That is also sentiment. Narottamdas Thakur sentiment. And also prayers are spontaneous utterings. Spontaneous utterings means they spring from the heart like a fountain. These prayers, they are also called by the name Uttama Shloka. Why? Uttama Shloka means choice poetry. Like we say, na, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Padma Vakya means lotus voices. Similarly, Uttama Shloka means choice poetry. So lotus voices. Means it's fragrant and the most sweet looking flower. And it's the national flower of India also. And the Lord's feet is compared to lotus feet. The Lord's face is compared to lotus face. And Hasta Kamalam, Pada Kamalam, you know, Mukha Kamalam is said. The lotus is compared everywhere. In the same manner, the prayers springing from the heart of the devotees are spontaneous utterings which are actually evoked by the Lord only. This choice poetry, how it is coming from Dhruva's heart. Dhruva was a 5-year-old boy. He never had Akshara Abhyas also. He never even wrote A-A-E-E, nothing. How could he offer such prayers? Because Lord inspired his heart and made the prayers pour out like a fountain. Same with Prahlad also. The Lord touched Prahlad with his head. Sapadamulam paritam tamarbakam vilokya devakripaya pariplutaha Uttapyatachirshni adadat karambujam kalargivitnastat diyam kritabhayam. It is said, when Prahlad came and fell at the feet of Lord Narasimha, immediately Narasimha saw him and lifted him up and put his hand on Prahlad's head and completely vanquished any kind of possible contamination arising from the birth of Prahlad in a demoniac family and completely made him enlightened to be able to offer very, very beautiful Uttama Shloka prayers. Same way Lord Vishnu touched the head of Dhruva with a shank. And then Dhruva could offer many, many, many wonderful prayers. Actually, Dhruva not only prayed, one of the first prayers he says that, my dear Lord, you have done a great miracle for me. What is that? Yonta pravishya mama vachi mama prasuttam sanjeevayatya kela shakti daraswadhamna anyasahasta terana shravanat pagadin Rananamo Bhagavate Purushaya Tubhyam is telling that my head, my hand, my leg, all parts of the body, especially my tongue, is enlivened by the transcendental touch of your conch, due to which now I am able to offer streams of Sanskrit poetry, my Lord. It is not my ability. which is your mercy on me. Like that he is telling. Yeah. Prabhu, you can read below, actually.
Actually expressed by devotees at times when they adored the Lord in a personal darshan, or when they were in danger, when they were in samadhi of devotion.
Yeah. Now Dhruva adored the Lord in personal darshan, and Gajendra was in danger, and Draupadi was in danger. So in this way, when they are in danger, they may recite some prayer. Like Arjuna saw a Brahmastra in the sky, so immediately offered obeisances to Krishna, circumambulated Krishna 3 times, and glorified Toyeva Madhya Purusha Purana. He is glorifying Krishna with the three verses. And then he inquired, please Krishna, tell me what is this Brahmastra, what I should do and all that. When there's a danger, devotees may offer prayers or they may adore him in the personal darshan. Yeah. Yeah. How to thank. Now onwards, in each slide, I'm going to show you how we can offer prayer. Here are the first set of prayers, thanking prayers. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
How to thank the Lord by prayer. Bhakta Prahlada thanked the Lord for sending his pure devotee, Narada, as guru. In Brahma's prayers, at the Bhishma's prayers, at the time of his passing away, he thanked the Lord for graciously appearing before him. In the prayers of Queen Kunti, she thanked the Lord for Lord Krishna for his bounty.
Bountiful harvest. Like Kunti saw that ime jana pada asurda subhak bausha.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji's voice is breaking. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji is trying to connect. Let's wait for the next.
Haribol Prabhu, can you hear me now?
Yes, Prabhu, we can hear you.
There was a disconnection here. There was a weak internet here. Okay, Prabhu. I will conclude in about 5 minutes. And then we can take some 10 minutes questions we can take. Huh? Yeah. Now the sound is clear now, correct?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, I'll go back to the PPT just a minute. Okay. Internet comes and goes, man. In the middle of the lecture, there will be problems. Okay, now we can see the VBT, yeah.
Now it's
done. Okay, that was, okay, it was thanking prayer. We were reading about the thanking prayer. Okay. Okay. Prabhu, we will read this one.
Yes, Prabhu.
Request the Lord in prayer. So earlier was a thanking prayer for what we have already received. Kala thanked Narasimha for the Guru. Vina Kunti Maharani was thanking Lord for the bountiful harvest. And Bhishma was thanking Lord for coming during that time of death and reminding him. Now let us see, if you want to request something, what can you request? See, low quality prayer means for material benefits, asking material benefits. Higher quality prayer means requesting for Shuddha Bhakti. And here's an example. Brahma is telling, you can give me any type of light, my life, my Lord. Even if I have to be born in animal species, I don't mind. But let me become your devotee. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. He says, no. Kita janma ho yata tuva das bahirmukha brahma janme nahi mora ash. He's saying, I don't want to become a four-headed Brahma. I'm going to forget you. On the other hand, I am ready to become a worm in the house of a devotee, some little prasadam and chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So this is a request, how to request the Lord for something. And repentance. And Indra and Brahma, they both, after the Govardhan Leela and Brahma Vimohan Leela, they both came and offered prayers of repentance. And with great spiritual deep emotions and realizations, they were all inspired by the Lord, those prayers. And then forgiveness. Many people asked. Arjuna asked forgiveness for becoming overly familiar with Krishna. Saketi matva prasavam yaduktam. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Saketi. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. Out of great love, Krishna, I treated you like an intimate friend. Now you are showing Vishwarupa Darshan. I bow down to you. Don't be upset with me. He said. Similarly, Brahma also sought forgiveness. Kali asked forgiveness also. Prahlad asked the Lord to forgive Hiranyakashipu. Yeah. How should we ask forgiveness? From the heart. It has to spring from the heart. It may be difficult in the beginning for us, but gradually we can write a diary or we can regret our inability to humble ourselves. And gradually by praying, we will get more and more ability to pray. By repenting a little bit, then repenting will be able to repent more in future. And by that seeking forgiveness, we will become forgiven. And somebody may say, hey, God already knows everything about us. What is the need to bother to tell him anything? Actually, impersonalists speak like this. But if you are a personalist devotee, now, Krishna is pleased with us if we use our free will to spend some time with him. We're affectionate with him and pray to him. And also, express our heart to him. Like Agrura says, God knows my heart. He will understand. Same time, he's expressing his prayer. Mama ye tad durlabham manye uttama shloka darshanam. So he's telling whatever is in his heart, he's speaking out, pouring out. Yeah. So unless one talks prayerfully with God, his religion is merely theoretical, he says. So therefore, we should not do chanting Hare Krishna only as a ritual, but we should take out some time to pray to Lord also. Nagapatni also offered prayers. Ajendra offered prayers. Kunti's prayers. So they all offered a personal prayer. Like we can also offer a personal prayer like this. My dear Lord Krishna, I thank you for saving me from Maya and keeping me in the company of devotees, despite my naughty and mischievous nature. By this, you have given me a chance to know about you, serve you, awaken love for you. I'm eternally grateful to you for bringing me in this good sangha of devotees. So you all can thank the Lord for giving you an opportunity to be a community member of ICC, ISKCON Cultural Center. And you can thank the Lord for coming as Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and offering you many service opportunities. You can thank the Lord for giving you a good leader like Narahari Chaitanya Prabhu and many team of other leaders who are very nicely taking the project ahead, and they're building a new temple also. You can thank the Lord for giving you a house very close to temple. You can just walk down to the temple. And you can thank the Lord for giving company of your peer devotees with whom you are associating, other Bhakti Vimsha, Prabhuji's, Mataji's. And you can thank the Lord for giving you a nice child who is following in your footsteps and becoming wonderful devotees, sons, daughters. And you can thank the Lord for giving you a mentor to guide you in your spiritual life, and who is like a spiritual mother, spiritual father. And you can thank the Lord for giving the scriptures, coming as the holy rivers, holy deity, holy name, holy prasad, holy devotees. So many things. In this way, we can personally speak to the Lord and thank him also. Like Prabhupada said, that even if our talking is babyish, still Krishna wants to hear from us. Somebody can pray in a broken words like this: "My dear Lord Krishna, I am very distracted today. I watched that Prabhuji said to me, my body is also sick, so I don't feel much like chanting or praying today. Please help me. I really want to serve you if I had sufficient spiritual strength, but I am not spiritually strong. Please kindly forgive me." One can pray like this. And in this way, Krishna will become very pleased. Oh, this is a toddler devotee, struggling devotee, just like a mother. For example, if a baby is lifting the hand, "Mama, I am not able to walk. Please help me." Mother will give both her fingers and lead the child to herself nearby. So, but a toddler making a small effort is very pleasing to mother. Similarly, when we make our baby efforts, Krishna is very pleased with us. And thanking Krishna in distress is a very deep subject. Great devotees like Kunti and others, they thank the Lord even in distress, understanding that this distress is coming due to my own mischievous past activities. And this distress has brought me rushing to your lotus feet, Krishna. So let this distress become a stepping stone for me to come closer to you. Like that we can offer prayers. So now let me take some questions for 5 minutes. For 10 minutes, I can take some questions. Prabhu, is it all right? I can take some questions?
Yes, Prabhu. We have time.
Yes, Prabhu.
Praveen Prabhu, want to read the questions? Praveen Prabhu, are you there? Hare Krishna Prabhu, there is one question. Hare Krishna, Dandavats. Sometimes devotees tell us, "Please pray for us." So at that time, once we may pray like that, many may ask. On the other hand, some devotees tell us that they are always praying for us. So practically, how to accomplish our prayers and also prayers for others at all times?
I will share the PPT also with all of you. I will share it with our, what is it, Gopinath Prabhu, no? And then he will pass it to all the attendees today. He will do that. So the prayers... when people are saying, "Prabhuji, Mataji, give me your mercy, please pray for me," and they ask like this, then how should we respond? That's a good question. So, whenever somebody tells me to pray for them, I tell them that, "Prabhuji, I am so poor at heart. I have a heart like a stone. I have no power to pray. Even if I pray, will Krishna really hear? Because Krishna only hears the prayers of great souls. Krishna only hears the prayers of those with humility. Krishna only hears the prayers of pure devotees. So I can say to that person that I will try my best, whatever little strength I have, because you are a wonderful devotee. For your pleasure, I will offer my prayer. Like that we can say. So, and then what about us asking for a prayer? We should not just ask for the sake of asking. We should actually ask to be benefited from it. So what I might do is, I might go to some senior devotee whose association I very much value, who has made an impact in my life and whose instructions are valuable for me and I'm implementing in my life. In this way, we can go to such devotees from whom we have benefited and we can pray to them. We can ask them, please, can you please pray for me, Prabhu? By your, there are certain things I'm struggling with. I have a ego touch with one devotee. Please pray that my ego will be dissolved and I can make friendship with the devotee. Prabhuji, because of my irregularity, my chanting remains for the evening. I keep 4 rounds for the evening. Please pray for me, bless me that I'll be able to complete everything in the morning. So in this way, we can offer a prayer also. We can... Okay. I have a next next meeting lined up at 11:15. Here all the Pune leaders have come together. So I will try to quickly and go through many chats.
Okay. Should we ask further question, Prabhu, or we should stop?
Prabhu, here there are Prabhu, many questions have come on chat here.
Yes.
I can quickly read them and answer them. Huh?
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu.
First question, okay. First one is about PPT. I will send the PPT across. And then there is one question Rukmini Ranga Prabhu is asking. Very wonderful class. How to pray for others, especially when we do not know what exactly they want? Actually, everybody is clear about what they want. Say somebody is suffering from COVID-19. They are praying to you. They are requesting you to pray that they will get cured so that they can be healthy to serve Krishna. You can pray for them. And whenever people tell you to pray, you can ask them anything particular, you can ask them. Then they may reveal their heart to you, what they want you to pray for. If they say, no, just generally I'm saying, so you can pray for their advancement. Krishna, I am praying for my advancement in spiritual life. Please bless the devotee also, you can pray. And then we have Sundarupsham Prabhu, Akiryabhuvana, Kare Krishna, Babu Rao Prabhu. Okay, what is the significance of offerings during prayers? The offerings, which offerings? Is it bhoga offerings when you are offering prayer? Is it a Vyaspuja offering? That I want to be more clear from Babu Rao Prabhu. Maybe you can type it again. Sundarupsham is asking, Gandharvika Gaurangamaji has a question. During the pandemic, we have several devotees suffering. How and what prayers can be offered? We can actually pray to Krishna that devotee has done so much service, like His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. And please kindly, if it so pleases you, relieve them of this suffering so that they can again be fully energetic to travel around and preach, because we need them, the world needs them. Such a wonderful devotee like that, you can pray. Ashwath Narayan Prabhu is asking. Very good question. Okay. And then, Suvarna Vihar Nilamata is asking. How to pray on different situations like birth? And when one is in deathbed, actually, when a child is born, or when a person is passing away, in the standard Mahamantra we have, we can always sing Mahamantra. If you don't know what is the fitting prayer to be sung, like when one is in deathbed, I would read the coming back. Sorry, not coming back. I mean the second chance book. Second chance is a very good book. They can hear it and they will become enlightened and. Glories to the holy name and somebody. And we can also do Kirtan, Hare Krishna Kirtan. My father was in bed, bedridden. So many sannyasis came to my parents' home in the neighborhood to the Pune temple and they came and did Kirtans. That is also very wonderful. You can do Kirtan, Hare Krishna Kirtan or some Vishnu songs also you can do. Thank you.
Vishnu Sahasranam,
most of them are thanking and here there's one question. Abra Prabhu is asking.
Abra Prabhu,
offering what we offer to God in Hundi, or share whatever we have and can. Ah. So when you are offering, you can tell Krishna that, Krishna, you know, by your mercy, I am able to offer you a little bit of my earning. Say that here is a little bit I am offering, Krishna, please accept a small offering. Big man to offer you something big. There are so many offering, so many things, but I am going to offer something little. Like that we can pray. Is it okay to just repeat the prayers of great devotees from Bhagavatam like Vitrasara Prayakunti? Yeah, you can repeat, but add it to that and you should offer a little bit more of your own babyish prayer. You know why? Because that brings us out of the shell. Because it's easy to memorize prayers and repeat, but we may not bring our heart always. To bring our heart, it is good to offer one little additional personal prayer also. Huh? And Shavana Radhikama is asking, how should we pray to God always? We seeing and fault finding others and family members, even those practicing devotees, how to pray for fault finding others? Oh, yes. We can do three things for that. One is you have to study your notes on this thing, overcoming fault finding, something based on Prabhupada books. I feel it's a very important topic for all devotees. I've been conducting Slate programs there in ICC. You can go to www.slate.radheshamdas.com. You will get a notes there. Slate.radheshamdas.com. In that, if you see, overcoming fault finding and learning to see good in others. So it's about 10, 15 pages notes. You can read that, number one. Number two, you can also meet advanced devotees, advanced senior ladies, and ask them, you know, how can we get rid of this habit of fault finding, and how do we learn to see good in others? Especially Mataji, who is always seeing good in everybody and encouraging. You can talk to them. And then thirdly, you can offer prayer to Lord, because you have done your two homeworks now, and you are making an effort to apply. At that time, you can pray to Lord for more strength. You can apply, yeah. So that's all I completed. One more last question here. One last question. How to pray, Uttara Subramaniam is asking, how to pray for other members who are not in Krishna consciousness to come to Krishna consciousness. Oh, that's a wonderful prayer. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprakash Leela, many of them prayed. Like what you are asking. Yeah. Sarvatma Rishikesh Prabhu is asking, we pray that you come and give us a Krishna. Okay. Yes, I answered all the questions now. Thank you. So, thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Before Prabhunita Prabhu, can you please...
Sri Gopinath Prabhu also, and Narahar Chaitanya Prabhu, and Sundar Rupsham Prabhu, and all other organizers of the temple and leaders. And I am thankful to all of you for giving me this opportunity. This PowerPoint, I will mail it across to Narahar Chaitanya Prabhu, and then he will share it with all of you. Okay?
Prabhunita Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhupada ki.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Wonderful class.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam Prabhu.
Swarnagar Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Remix.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam.
Krishna Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Dandavat. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat. Dandavat Pranam. Harish Prabhu is also here, I saw him. Very happy to meet you.
Hare Krishna, we will end the meeting here. Hare Krishna. Praveen Prabhu, we can now.
डिमांड ज्यादा है कि कोरोना के वजह से कोई फीवर आता है ना,